one of the interesting things to consider is the problem of a unit of consciousness. The fact that when you wake in the morning and you rise into consciousness, you rise into a single consciousness that exists. You enter into the same consciousness as all other conscious beings. And in fact, we would say that if one enters into a different kind of consciousness, if your consciousness differs from that of others, you could be subject to a serious psychiatric illness. Now, how does one explain from a mind-body perspective that unitive consciousness? Very, very interesting. For a working definition of consciousness, a really simple one, one could use the definition that consciousness is the appearance of a world. Now, that makes sense from the perspective that you become conscious in the moment that a world appears to you. You awake from sleep and suddenly you enter into a subjective phenomenal space where you become conscious temporally in terms of location and physicality, but also in terms of space and time of a world in which you live. But think about this, consciousness is not only a moment, the moment of consciousness in which you awake, it is also an emergent continuum, becoming continually conscious. One of the problems with consciousness is that it is always in the present. So there may be some historic element to it and some projective element, historic in the sense that we can think of the past and think of past experiences of emergence into the world. And we could have a projective element, thinking what it could be like moving into the world. But your consciousness, the momentary consciousness, the aboutness, what is happening in the moment about you is always a now moment. It's always an instantaneous subjective experience of the reality as it is. Now think about one of the other complexities of consciousness. Consciousness needs to be differentiated from reality. Say for example you become conscious of a world in which there is a red apple. So you awaken to the presence of a red apple. Now, that may be a moment of realization of some truth. There is an apple and it is red. Or it could be a conscious experience or a conscious reality of something that does not exist. What if you're hallucinating? If you've knocked your head and you've fainted, and what you are seeing in your dream state is a red apple that does not truly exist, but you are in a state of consciousness in which it exists. And that's where one needs to differentiate between consciousness and the emergence into a real world, and consciousness that emerges into an unreal world. And both of them are tied both to subjectivity and objectivity. There is the subjective experience of what you believe to be conscious of, and then there is the link as to whether that truly relates to an objective truth or reality. In other words, is what I am subjectively conscious of related to an objective truth or an objective reality? And in my own research, I've said that the only way in which you can discover true consciousness is to relate those two elements to one another, the subjective element, what I experience, the objective element, what is, to an intersubjective relationship. In other words, discovering together with others whether what I experience and believe to be true is also true for them. So that measure of testing things.